Hello, welcome to the Dinners and Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be talking about our recipe for chicken bacon ranch tater tot casserole. Chicken bacon ranch tater tot casserole is a family favorite made with bacon, chicken, cheeses, and ranch seasoning layered with tater tots. Readers can't get enough of our family-friendly casserole dishes like cowboy casserole and cheeseburger casserole. So it was only natural to include one of the best flavor combinations ever. Chicken, bacon, ranch, tater tots. What more needs to be said? This is pretty much the ingredient list guaranteed to make everyone in your house happy at the dinner table. With slow cooker chicken bacon ranch sandwiches being one of the most popular recipes on the site, it only seemed fitting to make it into a casserole dish. You still get that same amazing flavor, but layered in between tater tots. Check out other dinner recipes for some easy weeknight dinner ideas like classic tater tot casserole, easy chicken casserole, super crispy chicken tenders, and cheesy taco pasta. All of these quick and simple weeknight dinners can be found on the Dinner Than Dessert website. This chicken bacon tater tot casserole is perfect to make when you have leftover chicken from the night before. Otherwise, you can pick up a rotisserie chicken from the grocery store or make your own rotisserie chicken using the slow cooker recipe on our blog. And if you want this recipe to be even more fully homemade, you can use our recipe for homemade ranch dressing mix. Being able to know exactly what's in your food and making your own allows you to cut out some of the added sodium that the packet ranch includes. It'll also save you money, and the fact that you can always have it on hand is such a bonus. This mix can be stored in the refrigerator and is well worth the little bit of extra effort. The process for putting this casserole dish together is so quick and easy, and once you've made it a few times, you can easily try out a few changes to see what you like best. Here are some variations we'd suggest. You can double up and use two layers of tater tots if you want extra potato flavor. Try tossing the tots with some vegetable oil and ranch seasoning mix to get extra flavor into the top layer too. You can also try a variety of mix-ins in the chicken layer by adding beans or other vegetables. Make sure you balance the mix so it stays saucy or it will dry out in the oven. You can try substituting the ranch dressing mix for taco seasoning to make this a chicken taco tater tot casserole. Add in green chilies or jalapenos to the casserole and top with Monterey Jack, Pepper Jack, and Colby Jack cheese. You can use any type of cooked shredded chicken you prefer in this recipe. Chicken breasts and chicken thighs both give a great flavor to this dish. And if you don't have tater tots or just want to try something different, you can substitute thinly sliced potatoes or shredded hash browns for the tater tots. Once you've made this tater tot casserole, make sure not to leave it out at room temperature for longer than 2 hours. To store leftovers, put them in a sealed container in the refrigerator, and they'll be good for up to 4 days. You can also freeze this casserole as a whole or separate it into single serving size portions. Make sure to wrap tightly so the moisture isn't able to get in, and store it in a freezer safe storage bag or container. It'll last up to 3 months if stored properly. Be sure you thaw it overnight in the refrigerator before reheating. Now let's go over the recipe for chicken bacon ranch tater tot casserole. First, preheat your oven to 350 degrees and spray a 13 by 9 inch baking dish with cooking spray. In an 8 or 10 inch nonstick skillet, heat 1 teaspoon vegetable oil over medium heat. Cook half a cup of chopped onion in the oil for 3 to 5 minutes, stirring occasionally until they're tender. In a medium bowl, stir the onion with a 10.5 ounce can of condensed cream of chicken soup, 1 cup sour cream, half a cup milk, 1 cup of Colby Monterey Jack cheese blend, 2 tablespoons of the dressing mix, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, until mixed well. Then stir in 4 cups of shredded chicken. Place half of the frozen tater tots in a single layer on the bottom of the baking dish. Spoon and spread the chicken mixture on top of the potatoes, and sprinkle 1/4 cup of bacon crumbles on top. In a large resealable food storage plastic bag, add the remaining potatoes with remaining dressing mix. Seal and shake the bag to coat, then arrange them on top of the casserole. Bake this for 40 minutes, then top your casserole with the remaining 1 cup of cheese, and bake for an additional 10 to 15 minutes or until the cheese is melted and the potatoes are lightly browned. Once you remove it from the oven, garnish it with the remaining 1/2 cup of bacon and add chives to taste. If you've made this recipe for chicken bacon ranch tater tot casserole, please be sure to come back and leave a comment for us on the blog. If you've taken a picture and you want to share it online, you can tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthandessert. We'd love to hear how this turns out for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.